Coach, can you talk about Trey's performance tonight, just overall?
I just think he's improving. When he's playing pick and roll in the middle of the floor, he's more conscious of finding people. I know he had 19 shots, but I thought he was unselfish. You know, when you're a player that's capable of scoring, and that's what's been asked of you for a long time, being able to find that balance, is a process. And I think that's where he is. There's a couple passes he threw tonight that he should feel really good about. And, you know, the other thing we want from him is for him to defend. And I think his activity on the ball is improving too.
When you guys have a halftime lead, then Lakers come back, have a hot start to start the third, then you guys come back, take the lead at the end of the third quarter. That period where you trail by 4 or 5 points, talk about how critical a moment that was in the game, and then talk about the comeback after.
Well, I think the beginning of the third quarter, I think they were playing harder than we were. And we just needed to raise our level. And when we did that defensively, I thought we got a couple buckets in transition that got us on track a little bit. You know, and Gordon, during that stretch, we executed very, very well in the half court. That was Trey getting us into stuff, and both Gordon and Fave. We had a good balance there between Gordon attacking, and Fave attacking too. So I think we started playing harder, and then we played pretty well. We were efficient.
21's the most turnovers you've had this season. How are you able to get so many against the Lakers?
I just think our activity, it's something that we were working on. Just like when we've had, lots of turnovers offensively, we contributed to that. I'm sure that they look at it, and there were some that were unforced. But I do think our activity is improving on the defensive end. And frankly, also, we only had 13, which was, I think it's what, the average, what, 14 or 15 is about the average. So, we need to take better care of the ball, and that margin, we need to, if not win it, make it smaller than it's been.
When you're trailing there, do you dial anything up specifically for Gordon and Derek, or is it just kind of understood that, two best players need to take over a game at that point?
No, we were calling some plays for him. That's one thing that there's a balance there. I don't like to try to control the game that way early. I just think we're committed to playing flow and passing the ball and moving it, and sometimes the game can get stagnant that way. But there's also opportunities to do that, and we need to recognize them and capture them, especially when guys are playing well and have a hot hand. So we were trying to go to both of them. The good thing is they didn't force things. In both cases, I think there was a post up that Fave had where the ball came back out, and I thought they were both unselfish when they did start to draw more attention defensively.
John, as a team, you had 24 assists on 36 made baskets. Is that the kind of ratio you like to see in this offense?
I think we pass the ball. Sometimes if we're not shooting well, it often doesn't result in high assist numbers in that ratio. So, I think someone gave me a statistic that Gordon's one of the, near the top in isolation situations. And so I think, those are really good shots that he's taking, and they're off the dribble, Fave's post moves. It's more subjective for me. There's times when we may get an assist, but there should be one more pass, and we don't make the extra pass. And even though that's an assist, I'd like to see us be even overly unselfish. So, but I'll never complain about a lot of assists.
DJ,
they had no 25-point quarters. You held them to 85 points. Was that good defense by you, or was that a shorthanded team on a back-to-back and kind of easy pickings?
I think we're working pretty hard defensively. I felt like we fouled too much, and we hurt ourselves with a number of plays where we fouled jump shooters. But it's not easy to play in a back-to-back, and obviously they're playing without Kobe. I thought they really competed. We had a little more in the tank, and I do think we're working pretty hard to defend. So it's I'm glad to see us having a little bit of success there, regardless of really what the reason is.
Gordon Hayward's 31.7 assists. How important is the possession load that he takes on for you guys offensively?
It's important. We ask him to do a lot. I think the biggest challenge for him right now is I'd rather have him do less on offense and more on defense, and he knows that. I think when he's engaged, he's capable of having those nights. I think Gordon, when Gordon feels like he's got a little groove shooting, and people aren't tight on him, they play him for the drive, he shoots the ball, he's going to get some games like that, But I think his strength as a player is the balance of his game offensively. He's able to do so many things and get people involved. And, tonight the jump shots were there, and he was making them. I think it was a good mix of attacking the rim and shooting the ball. So.
Guy with the beard in the way there.
What was your assessment of having Rodney Hood?
It's funny, huh?
Yeah, he is a funny guy, yeah. Your assessment of Rodney Hood's play tonight?
For first game back, the thing, Rodney gives us some energy. You can feel him when he goes in the game. And, I didn't anticipate him. I don't know what he shot from the field. I didn't anticipate him having a – it's always tough to have a big shooting night when you come back, but I think he hit that 1-3 that was a big shot and seemed like he got in the flow of the game. And, I know he was mixing it up there defensively, which we like to see.
Coach, you're at the halfway mark of the season, effective Sunday. What is your assessment of where you're at and how much progress have you made in the first half and what you have to do in the second half?
This is the time when I get to try to capsulize the entire first half of the season. I think we've improved. I mean, that's going to sound like, it's consistent, I think, with how I felt that what we're trying to do. And when you take some steps, usually it gets harder to, incrementally to continue to get better. And that's my hope for what we can keep doing. I think there's more of an understanding about how we want to play, and we're gradually, trying to develop an identity as a team and as a program. I think we've really, as a group, done a good job of overcoming some adversity, whether it be, Ennis being out, Fave missing a couple games, Alec out for the year. I don't know how many games Rodney's played, but he's been out for a while. And with the young team, to find that continuity, I thought that's a little bit of a challenge even tonight with Rodney back, Book having been out. Like, all of a sudden, combinations are a little different. So I think that's been the case throughout the first half of the season, but we've done a good job of working through it, and we've had some players that I think individually have improved, that have their own, young players, it's as important for them to grow individually as it is for our team. Those two things usually have to happen, in concert to really be effective, and I feel like that's happening, whether it be Gordon, Fave, Rudy, Trey, I'm seeing that development across the board.
Along the same lines, can you talk about the last 15 games? What are you doing different? You're 8-7 now after starting 6-19. So what's clicking?
Well, we went. Everybody knew how difficult our schedule was going to be in the beginning, and I think like a lot of things, adversity gives you opportunity. We didn't get knocked back to the point where we didn't get up. That's a credit to our guys. We're going to need to be as resilient the second half of the year. I'm sure we're going to have another stretch, as much as I would like not to. There's some gauntlets out there when you look at the schedule. I think we've just gotten a little better. We're improving a little bit, and it shows. I'm pretty determined not to judge this team based on wins and losses right now. I think I'd like to continue to use a different way of evaluating our success. And again, it's a byproduct for sure, but as we're talking to our team, we won tonight, but there's some plays that were like horrible plays where we fouled shooters. We fouled at the end of the shot clock. We fouled in the bonus. Like, you know, in another game, a closer game, that happens, we lose. And we played really well at times, but we foul and it cost us the game. Well, so it gets, I think, particularly with a group that's trying to improve, you got to really identify those areas where you need to get better and just focus on them, you know. And clearly defensive, you know, I think our activity and things defensively was an area that, you know, we weren't very good. We hadn't been together that long. We had some guys individually that I don't think took enough pride in it themselves. It may never be great defenders, but can be good team defenders. It's a long answer, but I think you get the idea of what I'm talking about.